USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A second woman comes forward to say former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden touched her inappropriately. Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The controversy continues to grow even before former Vice President Joe Biden makes it official that he's running for the Democratic nomination for the Oval Office. Now, second woman Amy Lapos has come forward saying, like the previous accuser, Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, the encounter with the 76-year-old was wrong.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points to close at 26,258. The NASDAQ up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.